This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
The members of Arkansas's congressional delegation are commenting on the announcement that Osama bin Laden is dead through Twitter, email, and other routes. Senator John Bozeman's office released an audio statement this morning.
This is a great victory for the global war on terror. Osama bin Laden has been a top enemy of our country and its allies because of the murder of thousands of innocent civilians. We are grateful to the service and commitment of the men and women of our armed forces and intelligence community who have worked tirelessly to see that bin Laden be held responsible for his senseless actions.
Congressman Mike Ross called the news a great day for America and issued a release stating justice has been served for thousands of families who lost loved ones in these terrorist attacks against America and its people.
Bentonville-based Walmart says it will donate $1 million in cash and in in-kind donations to help with relief efforts after tornadoes ripped through the South last week. The company says the donations will include water and first aid kits to disaster areas in 14 southern states.
And a map printed yesterday in the New York Times suggests it should come as no surprise that southern states have been hit hard by natural disasters this spring. The map shows recent analysis by a group called Sperling's Best Places of where to live if you want to avoid natural disasters. The study ranks the Dallas metro area as the place most likely to be affected by natural disasters, and Jonesboro, Arkansas is the second most likely. The map was compiled using information and data connected to the risk of tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, wildfires, droughts, and other natural disasters. Central Arkansas and the Memphis area also received high-risk ratings, while Northwest Arkansas was given the next highest ranking. Corvallis, Oregon, by the way, selected as the best place to live in the U.S. to avoid a natural disaster. We'll have a link to the map at ozarksatlarge.com.
As more potential contenders decide they won't seek the GOP presidential nomination, there's growing speculation that former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee may throw his hat in the ring. Now that Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour is out of the running, there's extra room for a Southern Republican and less concern about two Southerners splitting votes. Political analyst Hal Bass from Ouachita Baptist University says this isn't an easy decision for Huckabee.
He would be making a financial sacrifice were he to declare his intention to seek the nomination, because that would force him off the Fox payroll and would certainly curtail his opportunity to get honorary and the like from his public speaking engagements.
Bass says a White House run would mean the Fox News host would have to spend a lot of time and energy raising money, and Huckabee has admitted in the past that he does not enjoy fundraising. The Fayetteville Library will soon have a section devoted to local music. The Fayetteville Forward Creative Economy Action Group says the library has agreed to feature CDs by local artists in a section of its own. Sound Warehouse, a local music retailer, has donated 20 CDs to begin the collection.
And the University of Arkansas Athletic Department is planning on keeping head baseball coach Dave Van Horn around a bit longer. The coach and the school say they've agreed on a new contract that keeps him signed at the university through 2020. The contract includes incentive bonuses for feats such as winning the Southeastern Conference or the National Championship. The Razorbacks, by the way, remain in first place in the SEC West this morning, despite dropping 2 of 3 to Georgia this weekend in Athens. Arkansas will play Southeast Missouri tomorrow and Wednesday night in Fayetteville and host Florida for 3 games beginning Thursday night.